आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
चिरपरिचित पारामाटा स्क्वायर पर SBS ने SBS इलेक्शन एक्सचेंज का आयोजन किया, जहां सिडनी समुदाय के साथ साथ अलग अलग पार्टियों के उम्मीदवार भी मौजूद रहे। ऐसे में जब मई 3 तेजी से हमारी ओर बढ़ रही है और सभी पार्टियों की नीतियां अब हमारे सामने हैं, तब क्या कहना है इन आखिरी के कुछ दिनों में सभी उम्मीदवारों का अपने मतदाताओं से। एंड्रू चार्ल्टन सिडनी के पैरामाटा इलाके से फेडरल सांसद हैं। लेबर नेता चार्ल्टन ने कई मुद्दों पर जवाब दिए, जिसमें अहम रहा प्रवासन।
The thing that worries me most is not just that Peter Dutton is planning to cut immigration by so much, but that he hasn't detailed where those cuts are going to come from. We don't know whether they're going to come from more cuts to parent visas, whether they're going to come from more cuts to student visas. I mean, from Labor's perspective, we've been trying to get the balance right. Obviously, we had a big bounce in migration after COVID. We needed to manage that to make sure that it worked smoothly, and we've been working hard on that. But in each case, we've been clear with the Australian people about what we're doing.
Unki Liberal pratidwandi Katie Mullins iska uttar deti hai.
We know that under the Labor government over the last 3 years, we've had a record number of people coming to Australia, and we haven't had the suitable infrastructure to support everyone who's coming in. So what we're looking at is having a balanced approach to make sure that we do have the infrastructure needed to support the people who come from overseas, and also while making sure that we're looking after the people who are already here. So it's just a matter of getting things into balance while we fix the issues with that have been lacking under Labor, such as infrastructure. It's so important. And when you're talking about parent visas, our leader, Peter Dutton, was talking about how important parent visas actually are. They're a really important part of our system, and we recognise that. So it's not something that we're just discarding.
वहीं ग्रीन्स उम्मीदवार लिस्टा ली दोनों ही पार्टियों के प्रवासन कम करने की नीति को खारिज करती हैं।
So we actually don't support a cut to international students. The international students in our community, specifically here in Parramatta, you know, we have a lot of international students studying at Western Sydney Uni, where I studied as well. So I have a lot of friends who are international students. And they do play a huge part in our community. You know, they work really hard, they study really hard, and often in order to afford their housing and to afford food and just the basics, they're having to work multiple jobs, often under the table with bad conditions. That's not on. You know, we should be making sure that these are people who are looked after in Australia. Everyone needs to be looked after in Australia.
Ganesh Loki, trumpet of Patriots Party ke Parramatta umidwar hain. Pravasan ke mudde par ve kehte hain.
हाँ, इमिग्रेशन के लिए हमारी एक पॉलिसी है कि इमिग्रेशन रिड्यूस करना है, लेकिन उसके बारे में मिसकंसेप्शन है कि कुछ लोगों को ऐसा लगता है कि हमारी पार्टी जो है इमिग्रेशन के खिलाफ है या इमिग्रेंट्स के खिलाफ है। ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं है, क्योंकि अगर ऐसा होता तो मैं वो मुझे टिकट के देती। और हमारा पॉलिसी यह है कि इमिग्रेशन थोड़ा कम करना चाहिए, क्योंकि आप देख रहे हो कितना अभी सिडनी में कितनी भीड़ हो गई है, राइट? अगर आप या आपके बच्चों को ही जॉब नहीं मिलेगी जो अभी इमिग्रेंट्स आए हैं, तो आप आगे क्या करोगे? तो पहले हमारी पॉलिसी है कि पहले हम लोकल जो इमिग्रेंट्स अभी जो आए हुए हैं या अभी जो लोकल ऑस्ट्रेलियंस है उन पर फोकस करना है, उनको जॉब मिले, यहाँ पे क्राउड ना हो। आप देख रहे हो रेंट के लिए कितनी लाइन लग रही है। अगर एक आप रेंटल हाउस के लिए भी अप्लाई कर रहे हो, वहाँ पे 100 लोगों की लाइन, न्यूज़ में भी आया था, राइट? तो उसमें और आप और लोग लेके आओगे तो उसमें क्या और भी प्रॉब्लम खड़ी होगी, राइट?
वहीं निर्दलीय डॉक्टर मां मालिनी का कहना है,
कम्युनिटी वर्क जर्नी हेल्प्ड मी एंड गेव मी एन आइडिया अबाउट हाउ द पब्लिक सफरिंग एंड व्हाट दे रियली नीड, but it's not addressed by politicians. They are in different world. Public, you know, they suffer and their world is different. So the gap is there. Only community workers get into the politics, then only this gap we can fill.
ये पूछे जाने पर कि गणेश लोग की घरों की समस्या कैसे सुलझाना चाहते हैं, वे कहते हैं,
One of the major policy है interest rate cap. हम चाहते हैं कि 3% पे interest rate cap हो जाए, ताकि लोग house afford कर सके। राइट, अभी आप देख रहे हो एवरेज हाउस प्राइस इन सिडनी इज 1.6 मिलियन, विच इज बियॉन्ड मोर देन कैपेसिटी ऑफ मेनी पीपल, राइट? सो वो हमें चेंज करना है। दूसरा, हम ये चाहते हैं कि सुपर फंड्स जो है वो लोगों को एक्सेसिबल हो हाउस बाय करने के लिए, अभी क्या है आपके सुपर फंड्स पड़े हुए आप यूज नहीं कर सकते चाहे कितना भी कॉस्ट आए हो राइट सो वी वॉन्ट टू चेंज दैट वी वॉन्ट टू हैव लेस टैक्सेस वी वॉन्ट टू पुट मोर मनी इन पीपल्स पॉकेट लेस टैक्सेस हाउसिंग अफोर्डेबिलिटी ये सब हमारी पॉलिसीज है और दूसरा वी वॉन्ट टू क्रिएट मोर जॉब्स ऑल्सो एक्सेसिबल मेडिकेयर तो ज़्यादा जीपीज हो वेटिंग टाइम्स हॉस्पिटल्स में कम हो इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर फॉर पैरामाटा मेरा ये विजन है कि यहाँ का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलप हो
वहीं एंड्रू शार्टन हाउसिंग की समस्या पर कुछ यूं बयान देते हैं
Absolutely. You know, pressure on family budgets is a top issue here in Parramatta. And, you know, I think the Liberals have been very good at complaining about that. But what they haven't been so good at is proposing solutions. They voted against most of the help that Labor has put through for people on cost of living. They voted against some of our energy measures to cut the cost of energy for people. They voted against our cheaper childcare, our cheaper medicines, our cheaper TAFE. So on issue after issue, the Liberals have been very good at complaining about the cost of living, but not so good at actually helping people with pressure on their family budgets. I think Anthony Albanese has put forward a comprehensive plan to responsibly help people with the cost of living challenges.
And Katie Mullins is this way to answer.
We know that under Labor, we've had the largest decline in living standards across the developed world. And that's reflected when I'm talking to anyone in the street. Everyone is struggling from paycheck to paycheck. People are wondering how they're going to afford their groceries. People are suffering with electricity prices having gone up in Western Sydney around $1,300 extra. So we know that cost of living is the first thing we need to tackle. And the first way we're proposing to do that is to rein in wasteful inflationary spending that we've seen under Labor. And then we have some immediate cost of relief measures too. We're halving the fuel tax so people will save 25 cents a litre off their petrol. And that's an immediate relief that people will get as soon as we get into government. We have a range of policies.
वहीं घरेलू हिंसा को लेकर डॉक्टर मां मालिनी कहती हैं कि वे वर्क वीक चार दिन का करेंगी ताकि परिवार एक साथ समय बिता सके.
To give the, you know, only 4-day work. Weekly, because this solves Australia's major problems. They can spend more with the family and they can go out and relax. And, you know, like children can take care by the parents more and they can look after. They will get some more leisure time as well. And all the job seeking people get the volunteer jobs. If they work 4 days, then obviously the 1 day or 2 day works, they can get the volunteer job. They can get the experiences and we can fit them into. Everyone feel like they are working. So this is one side of the story. When it comes to domestic violence, I handled more than 2,000 cases in domestic violence as a community worker, interpreter and also mental health supporter.
Apni yojanaon ko lekar ve kehti hain.
Basically, the policies is like all the businesses, what they need, they will get that. All the common public, for what they are suffering, they will get it. All the immigrants and people, genuine refugees, they will get what they're supposed to get it. Not going to allow or people like, you know, in the name of refugee, exploiting the country's kindness, that's not going to allow as well.
वहीं केटी मलिन्स अपनी पार्टी की बहुचर्चित न्यूक्लियर एनर्जी पॉलिसी पर कहती हैं
न्यूक्लियर what we're looking at is future proofing for our nation. It's a bold policy. It's a decision that needs to be made to protect our future generations. And not every politician or party is prepared to make a stand for the future of our country, but we are. And our nuclear policy has been independently tested and costed to be 44% cheaper than Labor's renewables only policy.
Aur Andrew Charlton is par jawab dete hain.
I would say don't risk Peter Dutton. He hasn't put out policies, he hasn't put out any detail. He's not telling you where he's going to get the $600 billion that he needs for his nuclear energy policy, and the truth is that's going to come by cutting healthcare, by cutting education.
वे लोग जिन्होंने अभी तक अपना मत तय नहीं किया है यानी ये नहीं तय किया है कि वे वोट किसे देंगे उनके लिए ग्रीन्स की लिज टली कहती हैं
If you're undecided, I would say make sure you do check out all of the different options that are available to you. Don't stick to just Labor or Liberal. The major parties want you to believe that they are the only two choices, but you do have other options.
आगामी 3 मई को इन सभी उम्मीदवारों की किस्मत का फैसला ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बैलेट बॉक्स में दर्ज कर दिया जाएगा हालांकि तब तक के लिए अर्ली वोटिंग जारी है इस रिपोर्ट में प्रकट किए गए सभी विचार निजी हैं, एसपीएस ना ही उनसे सहमत है ना ही असहमत। इस रिपोर्ट को एसपीएस हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया वृषाली चैन ने।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।